clear skies, beautiful day ahead, may get into the 70s, as you heard from Dana Clark. But we remember this past year, 3-4 major rain events, which taxed the system that keeps storm water from flooding into basements and backing up through sewer systems. And the process of looking back at what happened and trying to make sure that it doesn't happen again and addressing our aging infrastructure issues is ongoing. And kind of a major event with that was what went on in Macomb County, which certainly saw more than its fair share of problems in the wake of the June 25th and 26th rain events. Candace Miller, the Macomb County Public Works Commissioner, joining us live this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Candace Miller, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. Good morning.
So you did an inspection on the Chapiton pump station, and we should point out that when these pumps were installed, the guys were listening to new Beatles music. So that's... probably on AM radio. And that kind of puts into perspective some of the challenges you have here. What did you discover in those inspections?
Yeah, as you say there, these pumps and the station was built in 1968. So they've been around, over 50 years. And like all infrastructure, they're in need of constant upgrade. There has been some rebuilding of these pumps over the years. But after the enormous rain events that we had in June and July of this year, those pumps were earning their money, let me tell you that. In a couple of these events, the things were running nonstop, overheating, all the alarms were going off. But, we couldn't shut them down to cool them off because otherwise we would have flooded people's basements. So we need to be proactive because, really, being proactive is, a key element, a critical element, in being as prepared as possible for the next time it rains. And guess what happens in Michigan? It rains. So it's going to rain again, and we just want to make sure that these pumps had a very comprehensive inspection, all parts of them, which is what has happened here. They're all working fine now, although no surprise, we found some issues, which we have already addressed some. And others that are going to be a little bit more long-term, we're putting together a capital improvements program, planning the work, trying to figure out the financing, and just overall being extremely proactive so that we don't flood people's basements unnecessarily by not having the proper electrical working, that we don't have redundancy, that, something's wrong with the pump, and all of a sudden you discover it in the middle of a rainstorm, which mm-hmm. is when these things seem to happen. So just being proactive.
So do you think this is something where you will need a new millage or a new bonding authority to do this? Or is this something that maybe in your capital, what you've already accumulated in terms of capital that you're going to be able to do without having to look for new funding sources?
These three pumps that have been existing there, no, we don't need new funding sources. We're going to be able to handle what we have to do, although some of the electrical upgrades is probably going to be quite expensive. On the other hand, as we look to really invest in our existing infrastructure and sort of extend the life expectancy of all of this infrastructure, we've already paid a lot of money for all of us. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you look to the future and think about what could you do that would be better. And so we are in the midst of a design, and then we intend to bid out pretty quickly here about a $33, maybe $35 million new pump. We have three. This would be a fourth pump, which will be built in the immediate vicinity there, but yet it will be separated and it will be on a separate feed so that you'd have redundancy in your electrical conduit going to this pump station. And why are we doing that? If we're going to have these intense rains, I don't know if it's climate change, I don't know what's happening, but something's happening. And we need to look to the future here and think about how we can be prepared so that we do not flood our folks out. And even though, you think, someone's probably listening to this going, oh, my gosh, $33 million, it's crazy. Well, how much does it cost, when we are flooding people's basements, not only their personal belongings and damage to their homes and
right.
Things that are in their basements, but things that are almost, you can put a price on personal belongings and pictures and, mementos, et cetera. So we're looking in the immediacy, Guy, and we are looking long term as well.
Well, and Candace, if I may, give you and your predecessors credit, you have also made those pumps work 20 years longer than their anticipated lifespan. So, you know, you have certainly milked as much utility out of that piece of machinery as you can. And may I suggest maybe two songs that they should play when they install the new pump? Get Back and Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles. How's that? Two great 1968 selections. And
hey, you are such a Beatles fan. Now, I like the Beatles, but let's be honest, Bob Seger is the best, right? These could have been night moves during the night of that storm. How about that?
And if we can find an appropriate selection to deal with stormwater, I'm sure we will find it from Bob. You know, one of the things you keep mentioning that you were proactive, and that has been really the hallmark of your tenure in this job. You were more than a little disappointed that you felt the Great Lakes Water Authority was not as proactive when it came to the Connor Creek and Freud pumping stations, or I believe it's Freud. Are you satisfied that the independent investigation is ongoing, and are you satisfied that it's addressed the shortcomings?
Well, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic. As you might recall, it was me who first started barking about how they needed to have an investigation down there, what happened that night, because this pump station I'm talking to you about, we're at the upstream end of the pipe that runs down Jefferson, down to Connor Creek. This is at 9 Mile and Jefferson and St. Clair Shores, runs down into Detroit. And those pump stations, all the issues that they were having, all that CSOs, the combined sewer, you know, stormwater, backed up all through Detroit, then backed up through the Grosse Pointe, and then we were like the last line of defense. So we were sort of beside ourselves with the whole situation. But we did what we had to do, and we did not flood. I mean, we probably saved 3,000-4,000 basements in St. Clair Shores. But yes, the Great Lakes Water Authority, I've been extremely critical of them. I'm glad they are doing an independent investigation, and they're also looking for a new CEO, which I think is a good thing. I mean, let's face it, it is all about leadership, whatever organization you're involved with. So I think they're moving in the right direction there. You know, they have a lot of great staff, and they have incredibly old, antiquated infrastructure, and there's no system that's really built to have the kind of rain events that we have had. We can be honest with that, but you know, you say you have to be proactive. If I could just make one observation about something a little bit outside of my lane, but, you know, if you think about all the flooding that happened on our expressways, the only undergrade areas of the expressways in Michigan are in southeast Michigan. They don't have those in Alpena, in Sheboygan, or, you know, wherever. They're just here. So for MDOT not to have redundancy, not to have backup generators, for that,
amen.
I mean, seriously, I can't have that explained to me because I can't get it somehow. Think about the negative economic impact of having major commercial arteries flooded because they don't have a backup generator. I mean, that's not climate change or an act of God. That is things that
neglect.
We can do. That's things that we can do.
And disinvestment over many years. And I have visited some of those pump stations, and their pumps are even older than your Chapadon system. Going forward, there needs to be a long-range plan there as well. Candace Miller, as you get on with your Wednesday morning, have a great day, and thanks for spending part of it with us.
Thanks so much, guys.